Schiff, House GOP trying to undermine the rule of law for Trump. By Pam Key on April 3, 2023. Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, said Monday on MSNBC's All In that Republicans in the House are attempting to undermine the rule of law for former President Donald Trump. Anchor Chris Hayes said, "There's been reporting that the ex-president has been calling congressional allies. And of course, it is his allies that run of the United States House of Representatives. He's urging them basically to do two things, as far as I can read the reporting. One is to tighten the screws on Bragg by any means they can. Investigate the Manhattan District Attorney, subpoena him, whatever. The other is to tighten the screws on Joe Biden. The president's family, Hunter Biden, to accelerate that stuff. What do you make of those reports?" Schiff said, "Well, I don't know whether exactly the Trump people have given those marching orders to Republicans in Congress. I'm not sure they needed to. During the Ukraine investigation, Jim Jordan and others, they acted like the criminal defense lawyers for Donald Trump, and they're doing it again. You know, whether Jim Jordan and Kevin McCarthy needed prodding or not, I don't know. But they've already been writing to the Manhattan DA, demanding evidence, threatening essentially implicitly that he will be subpoenaed if they don't comply. They're acting like they can use the power of Congress to do criminal discovery. Something that, you know, the lawyers for Trump can do. He already has criminal defense lawyers, probably perfectly good ones. He doesn't need members of Congress to do that. But it is deeply concerning that Congress would try to interfere in the administration of justice. I serve on that Judiciary Committee now. When I was removed from the Intelligence Committee, I was put in a senior position on the Judiciary Committee. You better believe I'm going to use my position in that committee to fight against these efforts to undermine the rule of law, because that's exactly what they're trying to do here." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.